with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. It's the Happy New Year show. We're trying to help you out with some a snack or appetizer ideas. In the last segment, we covered main dishes, the tri-tip and the beef Wellington, but we might get into a little bit of appy at this point. But Barbecue Bob, chicken, very, very popular. We can start with wings and go from there. Now, I prefer to smoke wings rather than deep fry them.
If the sauce is not too blue.
Right, yeah, exactly. But me having the smoker going, putting those on there, there is a Memphis-style rub that you used to rep, and that's what turned me on to it, that in a Memphis style is a little bit of citrus in it, and it's not a sweet rub. It's more of a – and sour is not the right either. But
yeah,
it's got some citrus in it.
Yeah, it does. And I think Worcestershire is the biggie. It's called Rub Some Butt.
Right.
You can find that same thing now they call rub some butt or pig's ass, I think
right.
is the other version, which apologize for the slur.
Well, but the key is it's a Memphis style because those two companies make other rubs.
Unless you live in Kansas City and then you'll say
right. yeah.
it's a, but if you live in North Carolina, I'm pretty sure you're going to claim it too.
But what I found is that our friends at Old World Olive Company have a Persian lime infused olive oil, and I rub the wings with that and then put this Memphis style seasoning on them, put them on the smoker and let them go. You can almost not ruin these things in a smoker.
Right.
You know, they could go for, if your friends are over for an hour, for 2 hours, three's maybe too long, but for a couple hours, you're not going to hurt these wings. They're just going to get better. And I'm not a big sauce guy on my wings. I think they make too much of a mess of me when I eat them, but boy, this Persian lime olive oil and a little bit of this Memphis-style rub, and you can get it from a lot of different manufacturers, but the combination of those two is just a home run with me. And I like the bigger chicken wings. I go to Sobeys, and they'll cut them for me and bring them. I'm lazy, right? They'll take the tip piece off, and you got the meatier piece, like a chicken leg, and then you got the double bone piece, the flats, and either one of those are just fantastic.
I would tell you, even if you wanted to save a step there, you can rinse those wings, and of course you're going to cut them up and process them, right?
Right.
You're not going to do the wings intact.
Right.
So what I would do is I would rinse them, and I would put that type of rub on them and smoke them. I would save the step of the oil because there's so much fat on chicken skin,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're grilling them. You're gonna be battling the blazes trying to get those things to calm down. They're hard enough to grill as it is. And if you've rinsed your chicken off, that seasoning will stick to it really nice. So in most cases, I would agree with that, except in this one.
Right.
I had to disagree with something.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be the Grilling Guys unless we had some controversy about what's in a recipe, right? Right. So another little great appetizer is a jerk chicken burger. Now, this is with ground chicken. You could use ground turkey, either one of them. I'm going to use chicken in this case. And take about a pound and a half of that and put a couple heaping teaspoons of jerk seasoning.
McCormick's makes a great one.
Yeah.
You don't need to replicate it.
Right. Mix those together. And it makes about, with a pound and a half, it makes about a dozen little slider patties, right? And I'm going to heat my grill up as hot as it can get because there's fat mixed in with that chicken.
Is there?
And chicken, you
want... Did you put fat in there?
Well, no. But I'm just saying with ground chicken, there's naturally fat in with the chicken.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you is when... Because I think ground chicken is a little bit tricky. So I'm just curious if you add any oil or fat or cheese or anything to that to give
it
a fat.
On the outside, not to pull it together, but on the outside, I'm going to oil it before I put it on the grill so it doesn't stick.
Okay.
And the other thing about chicken patties, which is really what I'm making here, is that they fall apart if you handle them too much.
Right.
Right? So that's why you want to oil them on both sides. You're going to put that on there, hot grill, 3 to 3.5 minutes, flip it one time. Okay? It'll release, right, when it's cooked on that side, and it'll hold itself together. But you're not flipping these multiple times.
So there's the case where you want to maybe make sure that your grill is nice and clean.
Right.
If you can take a half of an onion and soak it in oil and rub that on the grill right before you do that, you need some silicone mitts or the actual onion holder like I have that you soak it and you put oil on it. That doesn't hurt either.
Right. So 3 to 3.5 minutes on each side. I'm going to take those off. And I just create a spicy mayonnaise. I do regular mayo or Miracle Whip, whichever you like. I prefer mayo. Put a little sriracha in that, and it kind of makes it a little pinky, right? And then I'm going to take a lump of good creamy coleslaw. And I got that chicken on there with some creamy coleslaw. You can buy that anywhere, make it yourself, whatever you want to do. But that combination of that chicken burger with that spicy mayo on there and a little bit of coleslaw, just a fantastic little slider, man. Those are awesome, and I love that because you can make these patties ahead, keep them in the fridge, grill them up 5-6 minutes. You're at halftime. You're between quarters, whatever it is, if you're watching football or just they're just popping off the grill quickly.
I bet if it's nasty out and you don't want to go outside, you could spray some Pam on a cookie sheet and throw them in the oven and get it done too.
Yep, or
then
or
you're
in a
not
skillet.
Then you're not flipping.
Then
you're not flipping.
Cast skillets would work as well, but either way.
Or your cast skillet.
Right.
You're making it.
But I don't have as big as one as you do.
You got a Dutch oven, though, don't you?
I don't. Well, maybe I can, I don't have one of those Dutch ovens, so maybe I can get one from you. We'll get you a little happy here on New Year's Eve.
Well, you didn't get one for Christmas. You got to be sad.
Yeah, I am. There, you've said it. I'm sad.
You are sad.
Oh, man. But whatever. So, more chicken. I've got a recipe that's one in
chicken.
in the oven. All right. And it's called Chicken Devon. And I don't know Devon, but he came up with this recipe and it's actually pretty good. You know, I'm on my low carb. And
if I had a chicken, he'd look just like Devon.
Right. Exactly. So I'm going to take some fresh broccoli and I'm going to saute it in a pan. Excuse me. I'm going to steam it in a pan for about 5 minutes till it's tender. Right. Then I take that cooked broccoli and I put it in a pie plate. I top it with a cup and a half of cooked chicken meat. And you can use skinless, boneless breast. Works really good for this. Dice it up. Some condensed cream of broccoli soup, the milk that goes in that, cheddar, butter. And then the part that's not low carb, but there's so little of it, is just a couple tablespoons of dried breadcrumbs.
Like Progresso.
Just to give it a crunch on the top. Mix all that together. Put it in a pie plate. Now,
you could probably use panko chips too, right?
Yeah, panko. Yeah, exactly. Either one of them work because it's going on top.
Right.
All you're doing is trying to make a little crispy crust on that. But the melted butter with those crumbs is what you want to do is mix those together. And then sprinkle over that half a cup of shredded cheese and over top of those pankos and then just let that thing bake. You want it hot, 450 degrees, your grill. Put it on there in direct heat.
So the cheese goes over the breadcrumbs?
Other way around. Did I say that
Oh,
wrong?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you put cheese
Thank
on
you.
First and the breadcrumbs
Thank
on top
you.
Of that.
Okay.
Yep. Bake it indirect on your grill for 15 minutes until it gets bubbly, light brown. Wonderful. Easy little dish. You got the grill hot anyway.
And it's low calorie.
Right.
No carbs.
Well, just panko. That's it, man. But coming up next, we're going to go to the other corral in the barnyard. We're going to talk a little bit of pork for your appetizer. Stick with us.